Good morning, disciples and apostles. For the last couple of weeks, we have all been at our school desks. You know, the ones with the hinged top that went up and down, and there was always the bubble gum stuck underneath. Our notebooks and our pens have been at the ready. Okay, maybe it's our laptops and our iPads and our smartphones. We can change. Jesus has prepared meticulous lesson plans for us with the lofty title, Missionary Discourse. That's what we've been hearing for the last 2 weeks. We're on the last week now. Before we entered the classroom, we went on many field trips with Jesus, witnessed amazing healings, heated arguments, and endured massive amounts of confusing instruction. In just a few short verses, today's gospel lesson wraps up all of Jesus' prior lessons before he sends us, out on our own. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones welcomes me and the one who sent me. To get a sense of what Jesus means by welcome or hospitality, we need look no further than what we learned while traveling around with him. When being accused of inappropriately eating with tax collectors and sinners, Jesus makes his vision of what the kingdom of God looks like crystal clear. He says, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." We witness crowds of people in every form of human distress, those the gospel describes as harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd, those that Howard Thurman describes as folks with their backs against the wall. Did Jesus tell them to straighten up and fly right, to get their act together? No, he did not. Instead, he had great compassion on them. He saw them, the entirety of their life circumstances. He saw their personal struggles, along with the weights placed upon them by structures beyond their control. He saw the fullness of their being, their very souls, and he loved them. Offering authentic welcome, relationship, healing, and safe harbor. To be clear, we are not called to run around trying to fix people and situations, though that is one very powerful pull of the human heart. Welcome has a deeper meaning. I cannot improve on theologian Emily Towns's explanation when she says, "Christian faith advocates compassionate welcome that encourages us to trust, to be open, to share, to reject manipulating others, and to live a way of life that is beyond personal gain." Now that is a very tall order. Trust is key here. Trusting that Spirit is in us and in our interactions allows us to drop our guard just a tad so we can enjoy genuine human connections. Trusting that God works in and through us allows us to see who is in a need of a cup of water or a hot chocolate and act on that knowledge. And yes, sometimes it is just that simple act of kindness that makes all the difference. Offering such profound welcome does include those we already love and have a harmonious, bonded relationship with. Most of the time, it's fairly easy. Not all the time, I think we can attest. But it also includes the really difficult ones, those that rub us the wrong way, either just a personality clash or something more complicated, like disapproval of someone's life choices or behaviors that are damaging. The layers continue, challenging our ability as human beings to respond with compassion for others without our preconceived ideas or judgments clouding our vision. We can think of the migrant, the mentally ill, the homeless, the incarcerated. It is quite a paradox indeed. Yet even in our state as embodied humans with the propensity toward self-interest and protection, Jesus tells us that we really do have the capacity to be as merciful as he is, as God is. My stepfather Ray is the perfect example. He came into my life in my teens when my mother was systematically trying to kill herself by means of alcohol. One day, I was once again on a mission to find as many empty bottles as possible in the washing machine, in the back of the toilet tank. I mean, you name it, I was gonna find it. And I did. And there sat Ray. I said to him, "How can you stand it? How can you stand her?" He looked at me with such kind eyes and said, "Because I love her." At that moment, my little stone-cold heart softened just a tad. Revisiting just a small slice of what we learned from the Sermon on the Mount is helpful in figuring out how to be like Ray, I think. First, it offers us hope for ourselves and for others. Assurances that we are seen, and despite our human condition, that we are and will be blessed. Right, Bill? We're going to be blessed. Uh-huh. The Beatitudes are intended to bring solace, and we know that they do. Many among us can attest to being comforted in the midst of intense mourning. Jesus goes on and on and on to remind us who we are and whose we are. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Don't hide it. Let it shine brightly. In the sermon, Jesus again sets us on a firm foundation and designs a path for us to travel forward into our full becoming. Love God with all your heart and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Polish the mirror of your own heart first, not shying away from those things that get in our way of being our very best selves. That's a hard one. Recognizing the log in our own eye and being honest with ourselves and our true motivations is very tricky, but looks authentic to us can actually be an attempt to advance our own agenda, to get our needs met. Set proper boundaries. Practice praying. Seek forgiveness when necessary. Strive to be a peacemaker. All of this guidance from Jesus is the basis for developing our ability to welcome others as God welcomes all of us. What was true in the first century of the Common Era remains painfully true today. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. That's why he appointed disciples and apostles. My sister Stephanie calls responding to God as being given an assignment. So as we leave our desks today and go out into the world, our assignment, should we choose to accept it, is to be more like Ray, to develop eyes that see others as God sees all of us, through the lens of authentic welcome that brings love, mercy, and compassion into the world and into the lives and hearts of all those we meet. Although Jesus probably never said this, he should have after his really, really long missionary discourse lecture. Class dismissed. Amen.